And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92 as we talk about nutrition and your health and good stuff like that with Amber Boyens from Immu Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Hi, Amber.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, good afternoon. It is afternoon. Is it? Yeah, what, did you just get up or
yeah.
what? All right. No, it is definitely afternoon.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about a subject that people have been talking a lot about, but not because of nutrition lately, because of the price of them. But
yes.
We're talking about eggs today.
We are.
Yeah. So what are we going to say about eggs?
Well, you're right on the money that eggs have been a hot topic here, especially for the past few months as prices kind of skyrocketed a little bit with them, as with most of our other groceries. And it's been a hot topic in nutrition for years. This is one of those foods that people will always tell me, people who don't want to meet with a dietitian will tell me, you know, one year they say eggs are good for you and the next year you should avoid them. So it's always been one of those things that feels a little bit tricky to people. So I thought if you can afford eggs, let's talk about them. And if you can't afford eggs, we'll talk about some alternatives to them too. So eggs are really good for you. We'll start there. Eggs are one of the best sources of nutrition that we can eat in a very small little quantity there. So one of the most important things that we get from eggs is that they are a very rich protein source. So we've done topics before on protein and on breakfast and on the importance of getting protein at breakfast. And eggs are probably the most common way that people do that. So one egg is the equivalent of about 1 ounce of our other meat or protein. So it's about 6 to 7 grams of protein in one single egg. The reason that protein is so important at breakfast is that it helps with fullness and helps with regulating a lot of our fullness hormones. Something called leptin is one of the biggest hormones that gets regulated by that. And when we regulate some of those hormones, it can help us like reduce our cravings mid-morning for other treats or things that we might reach for when we start to feel hungry again. And when we think about which proteins are best for that, eggs are right there at the gold standard of proteins for how well our body can utilize it. So we help start our day with fullness, regulating those hunger hormones and fullness hormones, but also regulating our blood sugars. And when we can get ourselves off to a good start, a good quality breakfast like that, we tend to have fewer cravings in the evening, fewer cravings mid-afternoon, fewer energy crashes mid-afternoon. Overall, it really just sets you up for a healthier day. And again, eggs, one of the easiest way to do that with protein. So in addition to protein, they are also a phenomenal source of fat. And again, for years, we told people to avoid fat. And now hopefully I've talked about it enough for those who regularly listen to Taco Tuesday. We don't want to avoid fat. That's not our goal anymore. And the concern with eggs, one of the concerns with eggs, was that it is a rich source of saturated fat. So a little less than half of the fat that we get from it, about a third of the fat that we get from it is saturated. The other fat that we get from eggs is unsaturated. So that fat that we really want to aim for. But most of the research that we've had recently has shown us that even saturated fat does not increase our risk of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, all of those things like we thought it did. The other reason that we used to tell people to avoid eggs is cholesterol. Your dietary cholesterol.
I've heard about eggs and cholesterol in the same sentence quite often.
Absolutely, because one egg contains roughly what used to be recommended as kind of the maximum intake of cholesterol for the day. But your dietary cholesterol does not increase your blood cholesterol. So that is another place where we used to think maybe limit eggs. We don't really see that in the research anymore. Because of that, people always told us to eat the white and not the yolk. So I still work with a lot of people who separate the egg white and the egg yolk, and then what do they do with the yolk? They just throw it in the trash. And that makes me really sad. Don't throw your egg yolks in the trash. The egg yolk actually has more protein per gram than the egg whites do. So it's a really good source of protein per egg, because we just have more white than we do yolk. In an individual egg, you're going to get more protein from eating the white. But the yolk is still a really good source of protein. It's where almost all of the fat is. Like 99% of the fat is coming from the yolk. And it's where almost all of the nutrients are too. So the egg white will give you some nutrients, but the egg yolk gives you vitamins A, D, E, and K. Those are all of our fat-soluble vitamins. It gives you vitamins B1, B2, B5, B6, B9, B12, and choline. In addition to our trace minerals like copper and iron and magnesium and selenium and zinc and phosphorus and calcium and potassium and a little bit of sodium. So we get so much stuff from that egg yolk that if we just throw it in the garbage, we're losing out on loads and loads and loads of nutrition. Now, the white is not void of nutrition. It still has some of those things, especially the vitamin B2, B3, B5, and a little bit of some of our other B vitamins. But so much of that nutrition comes from the yolk. So if you're somebody who's only been eating the egg whites, I'm going to encourage you to maybe just eat that whole egg for a little while to maximize the amount of nutrition that you're getting from it. And interestingly enough, eggs themselves contain all of the vitamins that we need except for vitamin C, because birds can meet their own vitamin C needs, so they don't need it through, it doesn't come into their eggs. It also contains all of our essential trace minerals. So it really provides us with a substantial amount of our nutrition, like roughly up to 30% in a serving. So usually about a couple eggs will give you about 30% of your vitamin needs for the day.
All right. Yeah. How about when it comes to preparing eggs?
Yeah.
You know, I always like mine sunny side. Well, I guess over easy is how I've been having them lately. But I used to have them a little bit runny, sunny side up. Is there a preferred way to prepare eggs to keep from damaging their nutritional value?
That is a really good question. And one of the interesting things that we found with eggs is that when we fully cook that yolk, we oxidize the cholesterol in the yolk. So those fully cooked eggs where the yolk is cooked all the way through might have more of an influence on cholesterol than when it's not cooked all the way through, like in sunny side up or soft boiled eggs or something like that. So the research isn't fully there on that, but it's definitely not worse for you to have. I don't encourage raw eggs just because they are a higher risk of foodborne illness, but I encourage people to do soft boiled, sunny side up, something where we're not fully cooking that yolk. Unless certain things, like when you're pregnant, it's not encouraged.
Scramble them.
Scrambled is okay. Yep. That's going to fully cook that yolk, just like hard boiling will fully cook the yolk. But you're going to get a lot of nutrition no matter how you make them. So anyway, is a good way to get them in.
Okay. Of course, the problem is some people are allergic to it, right?
Ugh, isn't that the truth? Yeah, we haven't had eggs in our house for 4 years now. And it is a hard thing because they are so versatile. Up until recently, were pretty inexpensive and affordable. And even now, when we compare them to other proteins, they're still pretty affordable. It's just more expensive than what we're used to paying for our eggs.
Okay. So, well, that maybe they'll come down again.
They will.
Everything else that goes up, comes down.
Yeah, they sure will.
That's right.
And sometimes people will ask me, too, if it's worth paying the extra money for the ones that are labeled omega-3. Yes and no. So the nutritional profile is going to be different between our conventionally raised chicken eggs and our omega-3 eggs, and it's largely based on things like the diet of the hen that's laying the eggs. So the quality of nutrition that we're getting from the egg will be dictated by what the hens are eating. So if they're eating a diet that's fortified with some good healthy fats, with some seeds, linseed, olive oil, chia seeds, flaxseed, fish, something like that, we're going to get more of those omega-3s and those unsaturated fats than if they're eating what's kind of standard, which is the corn, wheat, and soy. They're going to be lower in those healthy fats.
Just give those the chickens a handful of chickpeas, too. That
wouldn't hurt.
No. Had to work that in there.
That's right. Every week.
And of course, the final question is, what came first, chicken or the egg?
Oh, man. If only I could answer that question, right?
Well, if anybody wants to talk to you about that, I'm sure you'd be glad to discuss that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can dive in a little deeper one-on-one.
That's right. And, of course, you can be reached anytime at Immune Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. What's your contact information, Amber?
Yep, people can find me online at immunenutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at Immune Nutrition, or you can come over to the Merck tomorrow from 3 to 4, and I'll be at the Community Care Coffee Hour.
Great. And you'll also be at the Q92 party.
I sure will.
Tuesday night, the 31st, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the VFW.
You got it.
You were an announcer here at one time.
An announcer.
As you were growing up. You were a DJ.
Yep.
And what else did you do around here?
Envelope liquor.
Yep.
A vacuumer. I started pretty young.
Anything else that we needed?
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Jill of all trades.
That's so, right.
Yeah, all right. Well, we look forward to seeing you and everybody over at the party at the VFW Tuesday night next week.
Absolutely, me too.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.